This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, August 1st, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Archon Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Archon Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArchonPrinting.com or 444-7711.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the future of Northwest Arkansas. The Northwest Arkansas Council unveils the region's new brand. The council hopes the new logo will help attract new businesses to the region.
And new businesses mean more people coming to Northwest Arkansas, which can lead to more traffic. The Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission has a transportation improvement plan. We'll have more on that later.
But first, according to the National Weather Service, an excessive heat warning will remain in effect for the KUAF listening area until 7 o'clock Friday night. Tonight, we can expect cloudy skies in the River Valley, while Northwest Arkansas has a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows will be in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Tomorrow, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the region. It will be mostly sunny and hot with highs between 103 and 108. Kyle's shaking his head. Tomorrow night, there's a 20% chance of precipitation in Northwest Arkansas. Otherwise, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 70s. And looking ahead to this weekend, we may get to dip down into the 90s.
Wow.
So cool down a little bit.
Autumn. United Way agencies throughout the region will be collecting school supplies this weekend to distribute to area school districts. The United Way of Northwest Arkansas says in its area, more than 40,000 families are struggling to make ends meet and could be helped by the donation of school supplies. Julie Petrie with United Way of Northwest Arkansas says there will be nearly a dozen locations Friday and Saturday for donations.
We're hoping to gather over 100,000 school supplies this year during our two-day event. We're going to be set up at 11 locations in our community, and we're going to be there on Friday and Saturday. We're hoping people will come out, take advantage of this tax-free weekend, and buy lots of school supplies to donate to United Way Stuff the Bus.
She says Walmart has donated 4,000 backpacks with school supplies inside to the effort. The locations in Northwest Arkansas are at several Walmart stores in Benton, Washington, Carroll, and Madison counties in Arkansas, as well as McDonald County, Missouri. United Way offices in the Arkansas River Valley will also be collecting supplies at locations in Alma, Boonville, Fort Smith, Greenwood, Ozark, Paris, and Van Buren in Arkansas, and Salisson, Oklahoma. All of the locations will be accepting donations both Friday and Saturday.
Manny Pena blasted a 3-run home run as the Northwest Arkansas Naturals defeated the Tulsa Drillers 7-1 last night at One Oak Field. The home run was the fourth of the season for Pena. The Naturals will continue a 3-game series in Tulsa tonight at 7:05. The Naturals will send left-hander Noel Argullias against the Drillers' left-hander Josh Outman.
And former Arkansas Razorback baseball player Zach Cox is now a member of the Miami Marlins organization. The former first-round draft pick has been playing for AAA Memphis this season. He was traded by the St. Louis Cardinals organization yesterday as part of a deal involving major and minor league players between the St. Louis and Miami teams. Cox was picked as the 25th player overall by St. Louis in the 2010 baseball draft following his collegiate career at Arkansas.